I think we might be very shocking to hear this gospel reading, especially from St. Luke, because St. Luke usually doesn't frame the gospel in parable in such a very legalistic or a very direct way, because as a physician, he tried to find ways that address the people that seem to be outside of the peripheries or outside of the normal standards. The people that Jesus hang out or reach out to a lot in the Gospel of St. Luke are prostitutes, are tax collectors, are sinners, people on the outside. Huh? But today, in the Gospel, he was very direct. Very direct in a way, and if it's that directedness, and also the repetition tells us meaning that this is something important. Well, how do we interpret this in 2023? First, we have to remember all the saying teach us that if we are not under God, something else will enslave us. I want you to think about this. The saints have taught us, all the spiritual masters have taught us, that if we are not under the direction and ownership, or our heart belong to God, someone else or something else will creep in and take their place and make themselves God for us. So one way or another, in a very realistic sense, just like what St. Paul said in the first reading, we'll be enslaved to something. Whether materialism, careerism, whatever ism that's out there, or we are enslaved to God or bound to God. So God is much more than a typical humanistic master who only treats us according to how good we are. God cares for us with his divine mercy, with his divine love, and with his divine faithfulness. So to belong to God is not something that we should dread about. I hope that we're not coming to Mass. I hope we're not here because somehow we think that God will beat us severely if we don't do so. I hope that's not the image of God that we see. Because I can tell you that that's not the God that I encounter in my whole life, or the God that I see in my own prayer. Even when God corrected me in my own ways in the past, he done it with persistence, with gentleness, with faithfulness, and with love. He always called us back with that love. So remember this then, my brothers and sisters. Today, just like the responsorial psalm reminds us, that our help is in the name of the Lord. So the next time that we see something in this life or someone in this life wanting to enslave us, say to that, my help is in the name of the Lord. My help comes from God. I don't belong to you. I know who I belong to, and I love him with everything I have.